חלק זין ויקרא בייז, סעיף וו. From this point on, the Sikha goes on explaining why Korbanis Nedava come first in Torah. Before all the other Korbanis, Korbanis Nedava of a Yachid, and the Mehalach here is Kemuvan and Primis HaInyanim, it's not even a Yena Shel Torah, because there's no Rashi that the Sikha is talking about, it's the actual Chumash. And the Rebbe's Masbid that basically a korban in Loshem Kiruv, a korban says the Ramban that even the kapar of a korban needs to be comes mainly because a person realizes and thinks that the etzer he should be ra'ui to undergo what the behemah is going under, and Hashem because of his chesed nosan domi nefesh tachas nefesh, and the dam of the korban tachas domi, and this thought is what makes the korban bring the kapara. So the question that Rebbe asks is, how come maybe pshuta shel mikro, but it's not a pshuta shel mikro question, it's a hashkafa question, it's a pashta question, it's a primis ha'inyanim, but it's a simple primis ha'inyanim question. How could the Torah completely ignore this main element of a korban, which is the kavan of a korban, the machshava that a person has to have? The only thing the pasuk tells us, says the Rebbe in Ara 35, is lirtzoinu. And we're going to see soon how that really contains the entire vort. But the word lirtzoinoi doesn't necessarily indicate the entire kavana that the Ramban talks about, the word korban, kibra, kiru, kirva, akeches, vachushim. And the answer the Rebbe says is this is why the Torah mentions nedovis. Nedovis sounds like not muchrach, it's not a tzoyrech, it's not needed, it's something that it's totally benidvas alev of the person. But the Rebbe says that shows on, that dafke shows on the korban, on the kiruv, on the kiruv adas, on the rotzen of a yid to get closer to Hashem, la korban lashon kiruv, and this is what the Torah is trying to tell us. The Torah is saying, korban is nedavah dibra inin, says Rashi, because the inin, the entire inin of korbanis is all about nedavah, is all about nidvas alev. This is l'chura connected. This is very similar to what Chassidus a lot of times explains in Amarim al Kototeiros Chavas Torah, that there's obviously mitzad oinish, mitzad the punishment, mitzad how harsh it is. If we go against the law of befeirush dika isur teirah, so obviously in the negative, in the shlila, it's much worse if a person does a clear aveira or is mevatel mitzaseh, something deraisa, it's much more chamur than a derabbanon, and a derabbanon is more chamur than a minig, and a minig is more chamur than something that is just a yiddish etam. But if we're talking about the tzadachiyuv, in other words, the kiruv adas, how the yid expresses his nondkeit, his closeness, his care for the Eibush, and for Yiddishkeit, then it's the opposite. The less something is a chiyuv, the less something is something that is based on the letter of the law, the more it shows and expresses the nedivus alev, the fact that a person has his own interest, milchatchila, he's looking and he's searching to take get closer to Hashem, he's looking for ways, even if they're not mamish the chiyuv. And this is the nekuda that is given, first of all, by the korbanis starting with korban nedav. But then the Rebbe says in Siv Zayin, the Rebbe says be'oymek yeser, not just the pasuk is telling us a korban should be meyused, should be based off the concept of nedava. This is what a korban needs to be. The Rebbe says the Torah is telling us more than that. A korban is, no matter what korban it is, even if it's the korban on the worst averus, a korban is always, no matter what Eid is we're talking about, and no matter what korban we're talking about, a korban is always a result of nedivus alev of the Eid. Even if sometimes it doesn't look like that, even if sometimes it seems that it's mamish brought as a choiva. And the Rebbe goes on and says that really, in a korban, we're going to see that the halacha is, there has to be lirtzoyne mitzad echod, mitzad sheni, you could be koifen. Says you could force the yid to say, I want to bring a korban, although you know l'chura, that he's saying it just because Bezdin is getting people to beat him up. What's pshat, says the Rambam, famous Rambam, that a person really wants to do the mitzvah, wants to bring a korban. He wants to be mekayim rotzen Hashem and mekayim divrei chachamim. Elomai, Yitzrayon, so he has a Yitzhar Hara that is getting in the way and giving him all sorts of reasons not to do it. The moment we hit him, the Yitzhar Hara Gufe, with all his Cheshbonis, part of the Cheshbonis is not to be beaten up. So the Yitzhar Hara agrees to say, okay, I'll bring a carbon, I'll give the get. This statement of the Yetzer Hara saying, I want to, it's not pshat the Yid is saying, I want to just because of the Yetzer Hara. The Yid all the time wanted, and we know that in the Pnimius, he always had that in Nivus Alev. He was saying no, and now we got him to say yes. That's just, we are trying to play around with the Yetzer Hara and figuring out a way that at least B'dibur, the Yetzer Hara is not getting in the way of what's happening B'pnimius, in the subconscious of the Yid that really wants to be Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. Now, this is all the Rebbe is looking Mata L'mayla. The Rebbe is saying, Yid Nitervilu Niterken Zayin Obgeisim from the Likus, Yid Mitzadatzmi has the Nedivus Alev, Yid Mitzadatzmi has the Ratzon, L'Ritzoinoi, to bring a carbon to carbon Lashon Kiru to get closer to the Eibishter. Now, the Rebbe goes on the other hand and says, at the end of the Sicha, in Seif Yud, the Rebbe says, where does this come from? Where does the Nedivus Alev come from? The Nedivus Alev, the Pashtus, it sounds like, comes from the Neshama. The Neshama is a Chilik Ekamim Al Mamash. There's a Nitzu Tzaliki, a Yid is Be'etzim Elikus, and therefore he is Niter Vilu Niter Kanzai Nogresim Elikus, so he always wants and searches to be connected and closer to Hashem. Says the Rebbe, no. There's a deeper shaydish to this. This is taka true. There's a rotzen atzmi in a yid to get closer to Hashem. But how gufe minalach? Where is this coming from? As the Rebbe, this is why the Torah and Rashi start the parsha with Vayikra and Moshe Loshem Chiba. This nedivus alev the yidden have towards Hashem is really coming from the chavivus that Hashem shows to us. That's the whole arichos of Rashi describing the difference between Moshe and Neviyei Moshe'ilam, how Yidden have an entirely different relationship with the Eibishter. What is the Maskana, the Rebbe says? That by us, since it's coming Milmaila, why is it by all the Yidden equally? It's because it's coming Milmaila. It's a result of the Eibishter's Chavivus showing to us, and therefore, it's by any Yid, no matter who he is, Be'etzim, he's Tevu Kedusha. Be'etzim, he is goodness, because he was chosen. And the Chib of the Eibishter was expressed to him clearly, which brings the Yid to become Be'etzim Chubar to the Eibishter, no matter what happens to him. Now, what's the word of Seif Yud B'Noisaf to Seif Vav that we mentioned before? Before we said that the Yidin's Ratzin is because of his Etzim HaNeshama, his Pnimius, Ayid Nitervilum Terkanzan Ogres V'Nelukus. Here we're saying that gufe is a result of the chiba the Eibishter showed to Am Yisrael. The Eibishter shows with Vayikra Moshe, the Eibishter Bochar, the chiba and pchir of the Eibishter in Yidin. The Pashtus, if we go back to the sicha, famous sicha that we learned in Pashas Shmois, Chelek Yidalef, where we discussed the difference between the Kesher Atzmi of a Ben and his father. And then we went above and said that there's more than that, and that's the bechir of the Eibishter in Am Yisrael with the Matan Torah. This is what's happening maybe here as well. There's one stage where a person says a Yid is connected to the Eibishter like a son and a father. It's a Kesher Atzmi. And the Mele, the Yid never is able to really cut himself off. He never wants to cut himself off. He's always looking to get closer. But that's again mitzad the Teva, so to speak, of the Neshama, the Teva of a Yid. Mitzad his Neshama, his B'pnim is always connected. But then there's something deeper, which is breaking through even that hagdara, that definition of the nature of a neshama, of a nitzot leki that is always looking to be nichlal and elikus. Rather, there's something that is the bechir of the Eibishter, is coming milamayla, something that is the bechir of the Eibishter, is even above and beyond the definition, the nature of a neshama, of a nefesh elikis. It's a inin atzmi that is much deeper than the ava of a ben and a father, although that is a atzmi as well. Because it's beyond any definitions, and it's an expression of the deepest etzim of the Eibishter, and it's going to reach and touch the Yid also in its deepest etzim, and that is what causes the Yid, says the Rebbe Ba'adugashin. If you would, in other words, if we're going to talk about the Tev of a Yid, mitzad is neshama, mitzad is nitarvilu nitarken, so there, maybe it's not alimal. Maybe it's not mamish always, as we saw the Rebbe says in Shmoy, the Rebbe explained. Hayidin and Mitzrayim were not interested in leaving and going out of Mitzrayim. They were not shayach to the Geula. When it comes to Yimei Samoshiach, it's after the Bechira of Matan Teira, which the Bechira of Matan Teira materialized in Vasal Mikdash Veshachanti Beseicham, in the Korbanis that we're discussing in this Parshias. So there is where the Chib of the Eibishter, the Bechir of the Eibishter and Am Yisrael comes into action, and Taka is causing that Ayid, no matter what his matzav is, he's Be'etzim Tev Gdusha. And it's not Shaykh that he should stay in Klippis, it's not Shaykh that he should stay in Galus. It's not Shaykh to cover that up, because it's a result of the Eibishter's Bechir. That's Ulay Yeshloim Ad, the Relay Sof and Sif Yud. And the last Ta'ara is Na'ara 43 and 44, Chura, something that is not necessarily directly connected to the Hemshech HaDvarim in the Sicha, but it's a Meridika Ha'ara that it's impossible to skip, where the Rebbe has L'chura Havamin and a Maskono, Na Mamesh a Maskono. When I read it quickly, the Rebbe in Ha'ara 43, the Rebbe says, the Rebbe L'chura Yeshleim Ad-Dekach Nivra. The Rebbe says, in the Pnim of the Sicha Sifches, the Rebbe says, why does the Torah here use the word, the Lashon Adam, Ki'akrim Yekem Adam, is Hashem Amayla? Adam el Elyin, which is the Neshama Chilka Kamim al Mamush, says the Rebbe, because Take, the Torah is coming telling us that a korban, especially a korban edava, but really every korban, is an expression of the Adam within each one of us, the Adam el Elyin, the Neshama that is within all of us. Says the Rebbe, what's pshat that's within all of us? Das is bakol ish Yisrael, echad tzadik v'echad rasha. So out of 43, the Rebbe says, what's pshat that I'm the Alter Rebbe in Tanya Perek Beis, in Perek Aleph? The Alter Rebbe says that Kol Ish Yisrael Echot Tzadik Vechot Rosho has two nefashos. Nefesh Elgiz, Nefesh Abamis. The Rebbe is a shayla, the Rebbe is two maskonis. Lechure Yeshloim Ar Dekach Nivro. The Alter Rebbe says that Kol Ish Yisrael Echot Tzadik Vechot Rosho has two nefashos. Says the Rebbe Lechura, we could learn that Kach Nivra. That's how a Yid is created. A Yid is created with a Neshama, with Nefesh Elokis, Nefesh Abamis. Avol, Alidei, Bechiras, Yafshel Yisachar Kach, Beoifen, Delibi, Cholol, Bekirbi, Shein Le Yitzirar, Kedeleil, Beperek Aleph. Like it says in Perek Aleph of Tanya, in the same Perek earlier, the Alter Rebbe says that David HaMelech, Libi, Cholol, Bekirbi, David HaMelech did not have Yitzirar. So obviously David HaMelech was born with a Yitzhar Har, and then Aliday Tainis, Harogi B'Tainis, Libi Cholol B'Kirbi. So again, because of the Bechir of a Yid, he's able to change his Bria. He was created with two, with Nefesh Elokis, Nefesh Abamis, and he causes that the Yitzhar Har is gone. Oy Lehepech, She'en Lechelek, B'Lekei Yisrael. Says the Rebbe, but through a Bechir of a Yid, he could also get to a point where Ein Lechelek, B'Lekei Yisrael, which basically means that he doesn't have a neshama chas v'shalom anymore. That's what it looks like. In other words, the Alter Rebbe's statement in Tanya, the Kol Ish Yisrael Echad Tzadik V'Echad Rasha, Yesh Lom Shtei Nefashos, Nefesh Elokis, Nefesh Abamis, says the Rebbe, that is how he is created. But Al Dei Bechirasa, he could be left with one, either or. And this is Igeres HaTshuva, Perek Dalet Ve'Elach, this is where the Alter Rebbe discusses there how this in Zman HaBayis person that Yida used to do a Aveir of Kodesh or Mises B'dei Shamayim, so it didn't take too long and he died. Why? Because the Neshama wasn't anymore Mechayahim B'Pnimius. There was a Masach, there was a Mechitza Shul Barzel of Zman HaGolus of Zman HaBayis, was the Neshama was a sensitive Neshama, so to speak. The moment it was an Aveda of Kares, the Neshama got cut off from being in touch with its source, the Neshama here Lamata. So the Neshama here Lamata lost completely its source of energy. And and then Ayida automatically can't live with all the beauty in that part of the Geres HaTshuva. But the Nekuda is that the Gashmius, he would die because Beruchnis, the Neshama left him. The Rebbe says that the Nishar Adayin by Arishim Minafsh Likis, there's a Rishim of the Nefesh Likis, but it's very clear in the Lashon Lechura that Nichas are Nefesh. Tanya Deird says that you have to love everyone. You have to love everyone because there's a Nitzis Liki, Shebekir by Mechai Nafsh Likis. The Rebbe then finishes Perek Lamed Beis and says, That those people that enlam chelik ulke Yisrael, David Amelech, tachli sinos neisim. Why? The pashtus. If we learn perik lamid beis ala seder, it comes out that there's no nefesh lekis in those minim vapikursim that you could love them. You love a yid. Why? Because there's a nefesh lekis. And tzorich l'racham, l'racham in b'libei aleha, ki b'sok b'golus b'seichora, there's a nefesh l'kis hidden here. And yes, there's a nefesh abamis that is goyver, but ultimately there's also a nefesh l'kis inside. What with minim apikursim, the Alter Rebbe sounds like saying, there's no nesham inside. And therefore, David HaMelech Takeh hated them, because all there was left, through their b'chira, all there was left in them was a yitzhar. And this l'chura yeshloimar sounds like it's also an option. It could be a maskon, it could be a mehalach. Says the Rebbe, but not just this is how a Yid is created, but really this always stands, this continues forever, that we always have two nefashas. No matter how extreme we go in one way or the other, the biggest tzaddik has also a yetzer hara, so to speak, has a nefesh abamis, and the biggest rasha also has a nefesh alikis. What's the raya, says the Rebbe, that this is a better mehalach? Kedemuchach mitam Rambam, b'psagdin the get me'usa kosher. Rambam says, why is a get me'usa? Why is a get that you force a person to do? Is it kosher, although it's against his will? Says the Rambam, because inside, deeply, he wants to be a yid like everyone. He wants to do what you have to do. Says the Rebbe, shezeu gam benigad elu sheinam chilek chulu. This Rambam never made a, Chazal never told us, this halach of get meuse and derech zeh korban meuse is limited to yidin that are not in the category of minim apikurs. Any yid, even the worst, this halach applies to him. So we must say that inside hitake wants. It must be that there's a neshama inside the yid as well. Afa pishechata Yisrael hu hanemar beocha. Another raya is that the Afa Pishechata Yisrael who was said about Ochon, and Ochon was for sure in the category of Chelik Elokei Yisrael. Now, believe Chol Bekir Bi Harizrak She'in Lo Yetzer Chul. Al Derech Mashenemar Yetzer Leiv HaAdam Chul. What's that gosh? The Rebbe is saying, Pake David HaMelech says, Libi Chol Bekir Bi. What's Pshat? In Lo Yetzer. It means, the Yetzer is there, but I, in other words, me, David, I don't have any more yetzer. In other words, there's no yetzer. Al derech mashenam yetzer leiv ha'adam ra min urav. There's no yetzer pushing. There's no drive of the yetzer hara to me, in me, in David. So ein lo yetzer hara doesn't mean there's ein yetzer hara b'klap. Ein lo yetzer hara. David HaMelech is not suffering. Is not at all affected by the yetzer hara because it was entirely transformed. Avol mitziuse be'oifen de harug yeshle. The mitzius of a yetzer. In a status of dead, in a status of unactive, completely deep, in the most deepest sense, so that David HaMelech also has. He has a Nefesh HaBamis, which is a killed Nefesh HaBamis. Ulehoir Misuka, Vesavdu Ali Yitzirhara Shenera. The Gemara in Sukkah there talks about Chazal, how Chazal killed certain Yitzirharas. Vesavdu Ali Yitzirhara Shenera, there was a hesped made for Yitzirhara Shenera. In other words, although it was killed, but there was still a Yitzirhara there to be maspid to make a eulogy for, although he was killed, but he was still a metzias as a dead yetzer hara. He's still a yetzer hara. That nefesh abam is the way it is by tzaddikim. It's nefesh abam that exists in metzias, but it's a dead one. The arichos abiyur and the beoimik. I don't know if kanamokim, but this is a very sadistic and interesting pupil, so to speak. The pashtus we know from the meisters of Frikir Rebbe Fledugman. The Frikir Rebbe said how. Even those Yidden that the Torah says, the Rebbe Rashab said, as Torah Alein Zokta Mitonish Tachmanis Obin. In other words, depending on how deep the Avas Yisrael, how deep a Yid sees a Neshama Bichlal, that's how much you could see or not, if there's a Neshama within a Yid. So a Rebbe that sees the Neshama, no matter has the deepest neshama and sees the deepest levels of neshama, even if it's api shulchan aruch, api halacha, you're going to say there's no neshama here b'pnimius, and api b'zman abayis, the yid would die, and David tachlis nasneisim, but deep in, there's always something there, and that is what the Rebbe sees, and Rachmanis has mitanish Rachmanis. So there's going to be a Rachmanis because he reached so deep. Al derech ze, Tanya, the Alter Rebbe Taka says that b'pnimius, there's no neshama. That's why he would die Taka, and that's why there's a place maybe to tachlis sinas neisim. But even on this mini apikursin, the Rebbe Rashab and Frikir Rebbe said that nevertheless you have to have Rachmanis. The Kohen Rabbi has many stories, and the Yukim. Even in Gersa Chua, the Rebbe explains that the Makif is a mocker for Chayus, Koponim, and Zman Abayis, and Zman Agolus, the Rebbe is Mazbil, that the fact that Yid is living off, although Lechura the Nesham is Mistalik, the Rebbe explains that Zman Agolus really, it's a symptom of a deeper part of the Nesham that is able to give Chayus, even if it's Behelim Gomor. A Koponim, this is Lechura the two stages. So the Yisr Nir Eloimar, the Rebbe is Bin Mechiach, Alpi Halochis and Gemoris. That deeper way of looking at things, that Ava Pishachot Yisrael, who is even by Ochon, even by someone that is in the Chelik Melike Yisrael, and on the other hand, there's always a Mitzis of Yitzhar Horo, even by a Tzadik that Libi Cholol Bekim. Haore 44, the Rebbe is Mitzayin, so interesting remez in the Arichus of the Rebbe says, Echot Tzadik, Kol Yish Yisrael, Echot Tzadik, Echot Rosho, says the Rebbe L'chura, Le'achar Omri Kolish Yisrael Maiko Mashmal Echot Tzadik Vechad Rosho. Every Yid means every Yid. Why is he Madgish Echot Tzadik Vechad Rosho? Says the Rebbe, V'yashleimar de Komashmal Hein Tzadik Vehin Rosho Hein La'mitoso Medar Gasecho. In other words, Chura Dat Gosho could have been Pasha to prove and to be Madgish what we said in Mehara 43 earlier, that every Tzadik and every Rosho, even after they are a Tzadik and a Rosho, even after they are l'chura mishtane, they are not mishtane the fact that they ultimately do have an efshel kis nefesh habamis. But the Rebbe doesn't want to be machria here or a koponim. The Rebbe is showing a different diuk that l'amitos on both are bedargas echad. V'lerich pirush ha'yavduah v'mer chazal echad chochem v'echad chulu, that both have the echad shebohem, and if they have the echad, then there's a hope for anyone side the tzadik, side the rasha, are l'amitos on a darga v'echad.